I always wanted to take pictures with Santa, but my mom never let me. She's very against it.
Oh my gosh, should we do it this weekend?
Oh my god, just tell them I'm...
You're 12.
Yeah.
He's 12, trust me. He's growing a little bit of facial hair. He's fine.
He's it's puberty.
I'll shave everything.
Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs.
Jesse Sarowitz.
Jake the Snake Rubin.
It's been a while, you guys, hasn't it?
Yeah, like 2 months. It's been crazy. We've been on hiatus.
November, remember.
We did it last year. We did it this year.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it next year. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe. Who
if
knows?
If the world still's going.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
ominous.
Right. Yeah. Unless the world explodes.
Oh, very. That sounds like a threat to the world.
Yeah.
The world has entered the chat.
So it's been a while, but if you are new to the podcast, or maybe you completely forgot what the hell the premise of this podcast was, and it's been so long.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a screenplay, the improvised movie. In this podcast, one of us talks about a movie or TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we talk about it, and then from that conversation, we come up with a completely improvised screenplay right here on the spot, where we talk about, we come up with the characters, the dialogue, the action, the setting, and everything else in between to make a completely improvised script for all of you to enjoy. We'll be playing the characters, we'll be doing all the dialogue, blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
All that great stuff.
So I have another question. Whose turn is it this week?
It's my turn.
Oh my gosh. What have you seen?
Who is that little boy?
That's me, Alec. Hello. For all the audio listeners, that was my voice.
Alec is a little boy.
Alec has little boy. A little boy? Alec, yeah, let the little boy go.
No, he's gone.
There is no little boy, PETA. Don't worry.
PETA. Anyway, so yeah, it's my turn.
What did you see?
I watched, and should I say, we all watched.
We did. We all watched. We did
this all nice watch. Little show on Netflix called Inside Job. It's an animated, adult animated show by a lady and also the creator of Gravity Falls. Yeah. The lady worked on Gravity Falls. Her name is Shion Takuchi, I believe her name is. And Alex Hirsch is one of the producers, or maybe an executive producer on the show. And we all love Gravity Falls.
Yes.
So I watched this show as soon as it dropped, and I told these guys, you guys would love it, and they did.
I went as Dipper from Gravity Falls for Halloween a couple of years back.
Yeah, I remember that. It was
cute. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I wanted to go as fuck. Who's the guy that's like, hey dude, how's it going?
Seuss.
I forgot his name. I wanted to say Stew.
Close.
So I'm like, you know, be a good one for me, Seuss. I could be a good Seuss for Halloween. Just get a green shirt and put a big old question mark on it, and get a little hat. I'd flaunt it. So anyway, Inside Job.
Tell us about Inside Job.
Yeah. What
so
is it?
Inside Job is a workplace comedy.
Ooh,
about
those.
People that work for the dark government. Like, they run the entire world. They control the president. They control all of the media's conspiracy theories. They control the media. They control social media and all that type of stuff. And it's just about this group that work in the dark government and just the shenanigans that they get up to on a daily time. There's episodes where they have to airdrop chemicals on a town and make them nostalgic for the 80s. There's an episode where they accidentally unfreeze one of one of Kennedy's clones, and then the clone takes over the entirety of the building, and that's a scary. And then there's like the a robot version of the president that goes rogue and tries to take over the world. It's all a bunch of fun stuff.
I liked the clone episode because it was like the episode about the presidents that we did.
It's very. I think we did it first.
Yeah,
we should
sue.
I think we did.
And that episode is classified too many presidents. If you want to listen to that one,
episode 20.
Episode 20.
But yeah, it was it's a great show. Highly recommend it. It has such the voice cast is great. It's got I'm trying to think of specific people, but now I'm blanking.
Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee is in
love
it.
Love Bobby Lee.
The guy who's Jake. He's a very big Jake the dog from Adventure Time.
Bender.
He plays Bender.
Drama. God, I can't think of his name right now. I'm literally on my computer.
Something
right now.
DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio. He's like a redhead.
He's great. And a bunch of other people, and they're all great in the show.
Well, that guy, her dad, what's his name? He's famous. This is the last one.
Oh, Christian Slater.
Yeah, Christian Slater. Yeah.
He plays a Rick type, Rick and Morty type.
Mm.
Ew. I don't like that that's like a cultural staple now.
Yeah.
Sad. Like people are in boardrooms right now pitching characters for like TV shows, and like, this guy's a Rick type.
He's like a Rick from Rick and Morty, and everybody's just like, oh, that's good. Like, that's good.
He's like a washed up scientist who
gets drunk a lot.
Yeah.
And has a very strained relationship with his daughter and family.
Whoa. And a checkered past.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think we sold the show. So people should listen. People, if I was listening to this for the first time, I'd be like, man, I want to watch this show.
It's good. It's a great show.
There's lots of
Joe Rogan hate
in it.
Lots
of just like general like conspiracy theory jokes that are just like just fun. You know, there's a moment where they're just like, wake up, sheeple, and there's literally like sheep people.
Yeah.
Ron Funches also plays Mothman. He's like, I'm a Mothman. I love that put. Go watch it on Netflix. It's a great little show. It already says there's going to be like a part two, because the first season on Netflix is called part one. So.
Ooh.
So
it's a good ending too. Very interesting.
Yeah, it's it's mostly episodic, but then like it gets serialized near the end. Has a overarching story. Anyway, so a workplace comedy dealing with the dark government or conspiracy theories in general. You guys ready?
Dads too.
Also dads. Bad dads.
Bad dads, baby.
All right.
I'm ready. Say your catchphrase, Alec.
Boingo to doingo. Let's get going.
That's it.
All right, now that Alec has said the catchphrase, we can start.
I have said the signature catchphrase. Put it on the board. Alec has said it.
Imagine if this is your first episode.
He's just like, oh man, I gotta go back. And
they say that every time.
Yeah, we say it every time.
You have to listen very carefully.
Yeah, I whisper it underneath my breath. Boingo, doingo.
There it is.
There it is again.
All right, let's get going.
All right, let's do it.
Interior, cafeteria, day. We're at an office place building. Very nondescript. Not a lot of things going on. There's a lot of people in white lab coats and suits, and they're all getting goulash at the cafeteria.
Goulash.
Oh man, it's goulash day.
The camera points in towards a group of four or five scientists. And they're all, they got their lanyards on and stuff, right? And they're eating.
Goulash day.
Yeah, it's goulash day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they think they can buy us with this fucking goulash every other week. But we know the layoffs are coming.
Well, I mean, yeah, they keep investing in goulash.
I know. Not enough into benefits. Too much into goulash.
Mm-hmm.
No, when I signed on, the benefits package had goulash on there.
Yeah, and now they think they can really just sell it to everybody. They think, like, all the new hires, they could just give goulash to everybody. Hmm?
I know. And then all the other money is going to that gorilla, the one who does sign language.
we cut to we cut to like a lab where a woman is teaching a gorilla sign language. The gorilla is signing the sign for thank you, and then all of a sudden grabs the woman's arm and tears it off. Cut back to
the table. I don't know. I just think if we could prioritize projects that have a little bit more
urgency.
Yeah.
Urgency.
Exactly. Urgency is the word.
Like, it's more important to the world, you know? Like,
well,
like, yes. You know, like my project, I think should get off the ground.
Right. Okay.
Me and my project. Yeah. Because it's going to change this world.
Enlighten us.
Yeah. Remind us about your project, because we're very annoyed by it, but we would like
dogs. What can they do? They can travel far distances. You know, dogs can run faster than humans.
Yes.
So get robot dogs. We can deliver things faster than a fucking car can, than fucking drones can. Robot dogs, and they can also be companions. They can go fetch us things. We don't even have to go to the grocery store. We don't have to go in the mailbox anymore. Think, people. Robot dogs, it's the next big thing.
How are we supposed to keep controlling the masses if they never go anywhere?
What, the robot dogs or the people?
Well, no, the people. The people say they're robot dogs at the grocery store, and then now they don't get their like monthly dose of the docile medication that we give them.
Oh yeah, the pheromones in the supermarket air.
Yeah,
that we spray in the air conditioning to make people complicit with all the wrongdoings that is going on in the world.
Right. Obviously. And like I know you guys don't need it explained, but you know how like in the produce section where the water comes down to
It's that.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that mist is the thing. Well, look, I had that thought already. We can put it in like the saliva of the robot dog, so that way when they lick the humans.
What the fuck?
Okay, wait.
What?
These dogs,
what? That's a great idea.
You're going to put saliva in a robot dog? What did you say, Bill?
I said the robots are salivating. What did you say, Ron?
That's exactly what I said.
Are you kidding me?
What's so wrong with robots having saliva? I mean, dogs have saliva. We have saliva. Next step in order to make robots more believable, I think.
Yeah, but like, you're going to make the robot generate saliva, or it's going to run out and need a refill? Because that's a
good question
right now.
Because there isn't water in robots. Well, I mean, like, look at the table of cyborgs over there. Cut to a table of cyborgs. They're just like eating nails and shit. Cut back. They're not salivating.
They're just eating the nails.
They're just eating the nails.
They don't even get goulash.
No, they get nail goulash. Not quite as fun.
I think the cyborgs are sad. Maybe we should make friends.
Cyborgs, come here.
All three of them turn at the same time.
One of the guys with the table turns. Are you a cyborg? Neil?
I didn't want you to find out this way.
Oh my God.
I am sorry. Neil, it doesn't have to be like this. Oh wait, I'm Neil. Fuck. Error.
Smack him. All right, okay. Whew. I think the whole saliva thing, that's stupid, and I think people think robots are scary, so.
All right, well, what's your project then that's going to change the world? Barry.
Okay, so you know the whole Jewish space laser program?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
We funneled tons of money into that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not our proprietary, you know, project. That's just a subsidiary. But I'm working on something that will replace the Jewish space laser program.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. I don't
yeah,
I,
with what?
I, don't laugh at me. This is a real project. It's
I'm listening. All the cyborgs are here and they're listening too.
I understand.
I have supersonic hearing. I can hear it from miles away. Oh my God, he's speaking in Morse code.
Listen, instead of the space lasers, I think we should have them based under the sea. Not lasers.
Are they still Jewish?
They
no.
have to.
Well, we're not.
Have to be Jewish.
No, stop it. I'm looking to replace the Jewish space laser program.
How do the Atlanteans feel about this?
The Atlanteans are, well, I haven't talked to them yet.
Oh, should
I talk to them? No.
There's your problem right
there.
I'm
still developing. It's a seismic generator.
Earthquakes.
And it'll create tidal waves.
Oh, tidal waves.
See, it sounds stupid when I say it out
loud. So the one thing wrong with my project is saliva, and yours is that you haven't talked to an entire race of beings.
I think they'll be okay with it if I just ask.
You guys haven't even heard my project yet.
Bob, what's your project?
Well, so you know pumpkins, right?
Of course. Very fond.
You know Cinderella?
Of course.
Uh-huh. You know, like...
That was true.
Yeah, it was
that
true.
That was real.
Everything is real.
Everybody thought it was a fairy tale. Nope.
Not
that actually happened.
Everything is fucking real. The Harry Potter project, real. Literally everything is fucking real. But...
magic, real.
Magic, fucking real.
Magic is real. Why would magic not be real?
Okay, so you know the pumpkins in the fairy godmothers we have locked.
And the fairy godmother, yes.
Yeah, in the basement. I'm thinking we let one loose, we inject it with pheromones, and we make her like the size of the Empire State Building. We just let her loose.
You're going to Godzilla fairy godmother?
What?
You're going to Godzilla fairy godmother.
I am going to Godzilla fairy godmother.
Fairy Godzilla?
Also real. Everything is real.
Oh, yeah, Godzilla is real. Godzilla is hella real.
What is the point?
The point is that we cause a bunch of destruction and then we call it like 9/11/2 or something. Which was also an inside job by us.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. You don't have to tell me twice.
Sorry, I just want to emphasize.
I've worked here for 15 years. I know.
Honestly, I think we should propose our ideas to the boss and see which one he likes the most. Which one he'll give us.
I don't know. He seems really busy with the whole Illuminati thing.
Let's go. We're going.
Dissolving the Illuminati. Did you hear? He's trying to dissolve the Illuminati so he can centralize power within our own power.
Oh my god. He's union busting the Illuminati?
He's union busting the Illuminati.
Oh my god, the benefits.
I know.
They're goulash. Benefits
the goulash is gone. Well, that's the thing. He's busting the union and he's going to lay a bunch of us off. What are you going to do? What kind of skills do you have if you don't have this job? Because what am I going to do? Work at Baskin Robbins?
Fuck, I don't know. Like, my fingerprints are like gone. Like, they've been burned off for this job. I've laid down my entire life's work for this thing. Like, I'm off the grid. Like, you guys ask me what I'm doing when I go home? What? Nothing. I stay here because I don't have a home.
I'm not going to lie. I have a backup job with the Atlanteans.
What?
Just in case this falls through, I'm on good terms with Atlantis. So they love me there.
Well, maybe you should work with Barry about
my seismic generator.
And then maybe I can provide dogs to the Atlanteans.
I don't think they want
Fairy
dogs.
Godzilla.
Fairy Godzilla?
Godzilla doesn't make any sense.
No, because
we need another disaster. American, because, it's two together right now.
Yeah, it's two together. We need rip it apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Why don't you just call your buddies at the Jewish space program and have them shoot a laser somewhere?
What do we shoot the laser at the dogs, the robot dogs? You know what? I'm comfortable right here. Let's just spend another 2.5 hours. Here at this cafeteria table.
Yeah, brainstorming.
Yeah, brainstorming.
Well, I was going to say that Fairy Godzilla, you know how original Godzilla, the OG, the first one.
Yes.
He comes from the ocean. That probably pisses off the Atlanteans. If we get Fairy Godzilla to keep him in his place,
you're wrong. He comes through the ocean.
Through the ocean,
he has a cave.
Yeah, like Hollow Earth.
Like Hollow Earth.
No. That's where King Kong is from.
Oh, fuck, I forgot.
He's
you know all these cave. fucking kaijus. They're all mixed up in my head.
Whoa!
What?
Kaiju is now not on. It's not PC anymore. Kaiju is
Jewish space laser. Kaiju? You're a kaiju.
Stop it.
Stop it. Don't say that. The cyborgs might hear. We have already heard. We have supersonic hearing, as already previously stated. He's saying, fuck you, in Morse code.
Fine. Not PC. I don't care.
Well, what's the actual term that we should be using for large animals?
Uh-huh.
Large beings.
Don't say dinosaurs, because that's even worse.
No, I wasn't going to say dinosaur.
Yeah, that's old. Oh, that's old.
No, that's not even real. Dinosaurs aren't real.
I knew that.
You guys heard? Yeah, you knew that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was in the memo. They finally declassified that.
Yeah, the whole entire asteroid, that was a thing brought on by the space people.
The aliens?
Yeah, the war.
The aliens is not PC either.
Oh my gosh. Space people. Now, going back to large beings, what are they called now? Are they called large beings?
Well, I would just call them... Well, I think I put them under the umbrella of cryptids. They're like cryptid adjacent, really.
Okay.
I don't know.
How does Bigfoot feel about all that?
Yeah, how does Bigfoot feel?
I haven't talked to him. He's down on sub-level 3.
He's always there. He never goes out anymore.
He doesn't do a lot of work anymore. People don't believe in him. So it's not like
he's
going to
disappear. Like Peter Pan or whatever.
Yeah, like how Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Santa Claus, isn't that crazy? Santa Claus is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
So sad.
We had to replace his existence with all the department stores in the world in order for little kids to get gifts. Sad times, man. Santa Claus is cool.
Santa Claus is cool. He's also
cruel.
I don't
want to get laid off. I like this job.
Me too.
I don't know. I really don't know what I would do.
You guys can come to Atlantis with me.
What are you doing in Atlantis? What do you have lined up?
I don't want to say, because it's kind of embarrassing.
Because what, you're going to jinx it?
No, it's sea anemone gardening.
Oh,
that sounds nice.
It's just not in government control at all?
Well, it's for the government, the Atlantean government. And for the Atlantis, you know, the queen.
I'm sure it sounds better underwater.
Yeah.
Whoa,
that's definitely not PC.
I'm sorry. There was an R in there that should have been an M. I'm sorry.
Oh, I heard it. You thought space people was aliens were bad. Space, hey.
Yeah, stop saying aliens.
Oh, you just said it too.
Shut up. Kinkajou.
What?
What?
Are you talking about the monkeys, Kinkajous?
Yes, you're gonna get canceled. I said, instead of saying kaiju, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said Kinkajou.
Are those monkeys?
Jews
what are
on
those?
Your mind today? Is there a reason why?
No, it's just it's a thing. I'm trying to.
All these conspiracy theories have to do. It stemmed from Judaism. What the hell's up with that?
Well.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
That's just what people think.
Yeah, that's what people think.
Well, it's because Ronald Reagan created that anti-Semitic cult in 1982.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So one of those guys who was part of the cult
grew to
he
power.
Got out. Well, so they for a while they were running, you know, different things for Reagan, and then after it was dissolved, one guy got out instead of going back into containment, and he started all these conspiracy theories, finger quotes because they're true.
Right.
But he attributed a lot of them to Jews, so that's why people think that.
Thank you for the history lesson.
You're so welcome. But the whole Jewish space laser thing, that's true. That's actually the only Jewish project in development right now.
Bro, those cyborgs are going ham on those nails, dude. You see, they're fucking shoveling that shit.
Well, what do you say about meeting with the boss, guys?
Sure, don't want to just stay here for another hour.
We have to get back to work eventually.
Oh, you're right. All right, let's meet with him.
Cut to outside of the boss's office.
It's like 20 minutes.
Outside of the boss's office, the three scientists, they hear from outside the boss is yelling at a subordinate, and then they hear, "If you don't shape up, you'll end up exactly like Kennedy, shot." And then the subordinate comes running out of the room, opens the doors very loudly, and is crying.
It was Tupac.
It was Tupac. So then the three of them enter through the doors before they are able to close.
Excuse me, sir.
What do you want now? Oh,
we have.
Sorry, it's not Tupac.
It's not. It's just. It's me. From
yeah, and me too.
My name is Barry.
My name is
Bob.
Bob?
I don't remember.
Or Bill.
Bill. Or, I think it's Bill.
I think
Bill.
It is
Check
Bill.
Your name tag. Check your name tag.
Bill. What's your name say?
And I'm Sawyer.
Sawyer? Okay. Sounds good.
Well, you didn't know my name?
No,
we
sorry.
Always called you by your nickname.
All right, boss. We're here because we have ideas for projects and we want money and funding. Two of them have to do with Atlantis. Just saying.
Atlantis. Oh, my God. Those guys are always on my ass.
More like Atlantis. Am I right, boss?
That's a good one. High five.
Stop making jokes.
Okay, high five. But they keep their hands together for a little bit too long.
Take your hand away from my hand.
It slides off.
Hey, sir, you know about the Jewish space laser program?
Yes. What about it?
I think we can replace it and become the controlling fear using a seismic generator that we put in at the bottom of the ocean. That's my project.
And have you asked the Atlanteans about this?
That's what I said. That's what I said, boss.
Well, I was going to get around to it. But no.
I like the idea because the Jewish space laser, like, too much money has gone into that. And it's honestly just, it's like, you know how they have to, you know how NASA, they're replacing the Hubble with the Webb telescope?
Sure.
That space laser's been up there for God knows how long. Mm. And it's just, it has been doing its job lately. It hasn't been
destroyed.
Well, I think, since I've been here, I don't think I've heard it fire once.
No, it hasn't. Because
we've needed it to.
Because the protocols there are in place in order to get that thing to fire. Oh my God, I have to get everybody on board. And you right. know
and you everybody in the
and you know the Illuminati. Oh, yeah. They're
that's
awesome.
The point. Well, they really advocate for our workers' rights, but no, sure. go ahead. So all that is to say is I'd like my project to be funded so we can do that. And then we can control them with tidal waves instead of.
Well, you know, I think you're going to have to talk to the head of the Illuminati about this.
Shit.
Because it's not totally my call. I'm for it, but we need a 100% vote. Anything that has to do with the Jewish space laser has to have a 100% vote. And there's always a couple of outliers, mainly the head of Illuminati. He has a lot of say with not just the cryptids, but also with the mole people. And it's just those three groups, they're always saying no.
I understand.
Yeah, they're always butting heads with me.
I was just laughing. I think the mole people is an outdated term. I think they prefer to be called people of mole.
people of all. Excuse me, excuse me. I've been so busy. Sometimes these new fangled words and it's just they sometimes don't get to the top.
Well, I just get it. You're an older guy and you're not keeping up with
that. Doesn't excuse it though. Inexcusable. All right, so boss. With that being
said, I am still your boss.
I have an idea too. So you know Godzilla?
Of course.
What if she took a fairy godmother and made her Godzilla and it's
the
like magic?
Fairy godmother.
Would you say?
The fairy godmother. Yes. You want to make her into Godzilla. Fairy godmotherzilla.
I had a reason why I want to do this, but I don't remember. So I just think it'll be fun. I'm gonna be honest.
You know, fairy godmother, she hasn't been granting a lot of wishes lately or a lot of dreams.
I made lots of wishes and she has not granted any of them.
No,
probably because you keep her locked in the basement.
Well, she likes it down there.
I don't think that's true.
She likes it down there with her little, with her mice and her son, Prince Charming. They did a couple of movie stints. With you know, that I Shrek fellow.
Oh, I saw that because the Shrek,
the historical movie Shrek.
Yes, the Shrek historical movie Shrek.
Everything is real.
Everything is real.
You know, everybody thought that fairy godmother is dead. She's not.
I did think that.
She's working downstairs.
I think she's locked in the basement downstairs.
It sounds like she's not there willingly. So is that a yes? We'll let her free.
You might have to. You'll have to talk to her.
Okay.
If you're able to get her out, do what you want with her. I feel that came out weirdly. Don't do what you want with her.
I feel like this has not been a very productive meeting because you're just telling us to meet with other people.
Yeah. Why are you in charge then?
Yeah. What power do you have?
Go ahead, sir.
Look, uh-huh. I am the linchpin. I am a figurehead. I am nothing more.
I feel like we should assassinate you.
Look at him. He's like the real government.
Yeah.
Oh. Like the not shadow government.
Oh.
Figurehead.
Because you're the president. You are the president of the United States of America.
Yes, I'm very busy with Congress. You know, they're strangely united recently.
Oh my gosh, that would be a reason. Fairy godmother, destroy Congress. How about that?
I'm allowing it. I'm putting it through.
Oh, hell yeah. All right.
No,
cool.
You still have to ask the fairy godmother.
Oh, we have consent.
And we have to go to Atlantis.
No. Yes, and we have to go to
Atlantis. And also robot dogs. Can we say robot dogs?
Sir, we don't need robot dogs.
Wait. What is this about robot dogs? We can deliver packages faster. Shut the fuck up about robot dogs. Robot dogs are stupid. How would that even work? You know, I see many technicalities already.
So
don't you too?
But saliva in the dogs.
Saliva.
Yeah.
You know, we have to inject people with a lifetime supply of saliva when they're born. How are we going to, when people find out that we do that with robot dogs, they'll be like, wait a minute.
Robot saliva. So I want some robot saliva injected in me.
All right, maybe at the Christmas party this year you'll get an injection of robot saliva.
But there's no Santa because Santa's gone.
No, we still celebrate Christmas though.
We celebrate the death of Santa. That's cool. Secretly. All right,
that feels a little less non-denominational as we celebrate the death of Santa.
Mm.
Because like Christmas, I mean, obviously, we have a lot of Jewish people here.
We do have a lot of Jewish people. All right, boss. Thank you for meeting with us. We have lots of things to do.
Of course.
Hope the nation goes well.
Don't tell the fairy godmother about her promotion. And also,
wait, what?
She's promoted to Godzilla.
Oh, that's right.
Fairy godmother.
Oh my God, fairy Godzilla. That's what we're calling it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Sawyer said that a while ago in the
Who
cafeteria.
Said that?
I did say that a while ago.
Did you?
Sawyer. Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
Shit, dude. That's funny. All right.
And also take fairy godmother Zilla to Atlantis and make sure things get squared away with that. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And break. All right. Cut to our three scientists are in the elevator and they push a button and the button opens up and there's like a hidden buttons, and they push the hidden button, and that opens up more buttons, and they keep pushing more buttons, and then the elevator Willy Wonka's, it goes sideways and then upside down and then, you know, backwards, and then all of a sudden they're in the deepest pits of the earth, and the fairy godmother's there. She looks, she's chained like little fairy chains.
Ah, help me, help me.
Hi fairy godmother.
I do not want to be here.
See, I said she didn't want to be here.
Oh my god. I loved your performance of I Need a Hero.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. In the movie that's very real, Shrek.
Shrek,
yeah, where's
two.
Shrek nowadays, your fairy godmother?
Shrek, he works here.
Oh my God.
Have you not seen him?
I haven't seen him, no.
Oh, he, what department does he work in?
He works in potions.
Oh, so he took your job.
He did, but he did so good at it in Shrek 2. He was human Shrek. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Remember
that? Remember of course. That?
Okay. All right. Come here. Let me grant you a wish. It's been so long. Come here. Yeah. Come here, little boy.
Oh, she's going to grant me a wish, you guys.
She's going to grant you a wish.
I wish for robot dogs.
Stop. No, stop. No, don't grant that.
Between you. A robot dog pops out.
Yes. See, it works. It works. Hello,
Miss. You needed magic for it.
Still. We can mass produce these. Thank you. Anyway,
okay, wait. I want to wish fairy godmother.
Okay.
I wish that robot dogs won't be mass produced.
Oh, you motherfucker!
Yeah. Oh, okay. See,
I have a wish. Here, you come here. I wish you let me free. That's my wish.
Wish granted. Because guess what, fairy godmother?
Yes.
You got. Promoted by the big man upstairs.
I'm free. I can go. I can go to my family. It's a human family.
Not a human. Exactly. Well,
what?
So we got a little something we gotta give you first. Bill
goes behind her, injects her with the serum. She grows to 1,000 feet tall.
Maybe we should have done this.
We should have done this outside.
Yeah, maybe we should have done this outside.
Godmother!
All right, fairy godmother.
She's breaking, and then you see, like, the devil. He's in the back, and he waves.
Hi.
I wish I was smaller. And then she grows, and she's tiny again.
Oh, my God. We didn't think about this, that she would have magical powers unlimited.
And then she disappears.
Oh my god.
No, what? Well, it's a good thing the vaccine had a tracker in it.
Well, I mean, it's a vaccine.
Yeah, of course. They always have them. So we're able to find her when we need to get to her.
Yeah, right? We'll worry about her later. We have to go to Atlantis.
Yeah, we do have to go to Atlantis. All right, well.
I think we have to get the project approved by the Illuminati first.
Oh, that's right.
Right. It's a lot of red tape. This is the shadow government.
This is the shadow government.
Running around, isn't it?
This is, yeah, this is a lot of just fetch questing.
Mm-hmm.
This is lame.
Everything is real,
everything is real.
Mario is real?
Yeah.
Wahoo! There he is.
Star Wars is real?
Star Wars. Yeah.
I'm still processing.
It's actively going on right now.
Oh, my God. With the people in space?
The people of space.
Yeah. Space people, yeah.
Yeah, they're a galaxy far, far away.
Well, it's far. It's not that far.
So what, George Lucas, our documentarian, lied to everybody?
Oh, I think he just embellished it a little bit for
the profits. Ninja Turtles are real?
Yeah.
Actually, yes, but there are actually more than just four.
Name them.
Plato, Aristotle, Socrates.
Wow.
There is Machiavelli, and
that's cool.
I'm out of philosophers.
No, you're good. Wow, I was impressed.
But yeah, we construct the ooze. You know, it was actually made to be just regular toothpaste for kids, but then got into the water supply and made the Ninja Turtles.
Batman is real. Everything's real. I'm still this is crazy, man.
And you know, elves, real. Trolls, real.
Mm-hmm.
Dora the Explorer, real.
She be exploring, dude.
She be exploring all over, teaching the kids Spanish. All
right, let's go do that thing we're going to do.
Illuminati.
We cut to the inner sanctum of the Illuminati's chambers. It's a very dark stone room with very, very tall chairs, you know? And there's like eight people.
Like Organization 13, Kingdom
dark
Hearts.
Dark robes. What's that?
Like Kingdom Hearts.
Yes. Which is real.
We call this meeting of the Illuminati to order. I am presiding member. Boop, 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 I can't tell you my name, obviously. It's Illuminati.
No, of course not.
No, of course not. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Thank you for your input.
All right. Next on the docket, we have three scientists from the shadow government. They're looking for approval for a project under the water.
Hello, members of the Illuminati. My name. Should we say our names?
Well, we know who you are. So
oh,
you can.
Yeah. Oh.
We're Sawyer, Bill, and Barry.
Hey.
Barry, he's got a great idea for you guys. You guys are gonna love it. You know, that pesky space laser up there, Jewish descent, you know, it has been fired in a while, and you know, it's just eating up money for repairs and whatnot, and it never gets used. So Barry and us, we're with him. We have a great idea for something that can replace it.
Right. So we're seeking 100% equity in our company that will put a seismic generator under the ocean. So that way, when things get out of line or we need to destroy stuff, we can create tsunamis at will. That would do the same work as a laser. And that way, you know, it's less maintenance for us. So what do you think? And then the Shark Tank music plays.
Okay.
He's saying, have you spoken to the Atlanteans about this?
Well, we were told that we should talk to the Illuminati first to kind of get the ball rolling on the project. That way, hopefully the Atlanteans, when we hear the Illuminati is behind us, will be able to succumb to our wants and needs.
We're just running around all over the place.
Yeah, we've been running around all the place. You know, I'm sure you guys know about Fairy Godmother Zilla. That was us. She's somewhere.
She's gone. We don't know where she is.
Oh, we know where she is.
Where is she?
That's on a need-to-know basis. You're not a part of the Illuminati.
True that. She's just granting people's wishes. We can't have that.
Okay, well, we'll ask the Atlanteans. We'll go there. We'll ask them next, I guess. Just, do we have your approval?
You know, I've been around many years. Oh, here he fucking goes. All right.
Here he goes.
Boop, boop, boop.
I was one of the ones that was on the ground when the Jewish space laser got shot up into the stratosphere. And that project was my baby. And I'm just saying, it's not very... I don't really appreciate the fact that there are now people that are trying to take down my my baby. I'll just say that I'm not the presiding member of this, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, well, what say you, scientists? What do you say to that in rebuttal?
Sir, that laser hasn't done anything. Your baby hasn't done shit.
If there's a laser in space, you would expect it to shoot things.
Yeah, it's Chekhov's Jewish space laser. If there is a Jewish space laser out there, then it should be fired.
Exactly.
That's right.
Now it's just trash in space. We have enough trash in space.
It's just trash in space.
We have the fake moon in space too.
We've got the fake moon. We got all the satellites. Yeah. We got Elon Musk's rotting corpse up there during the failed attempt of SpaceX. You know,
we have the Star Wars.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for a change.
Yeah, maybe it's time for a change. Maybe we should have something closer to home. You know, down here where it's wetter. You know, take it from us, as Sebastian once said. You know, his famous quote.
Also real.
The Little Mermaid, real.
Real.
She's in a loving relationship now with Prince Eric.
Ooh.
I heard it's polyamorous.
Yeah, she gets around. They get
good for
around.
Her. Good for them.
They get around, yeah. Anyway, so what do you think, Illuminati? So
is that a yay or a nay?
Yeah.
Let's put it to a vote. Majority rules. 5 people say yay, 3 people say nay. All right, the yays have it. You can put a seismic. What was it exactly?
It's a seismic generator.
Seismic
waves.
Doubt in Atlantis. We approve it. The Jewish space laser. Sorry, undisclosed. We will not say your name. Sorry about your baby. Fucking son of a bitch. It was going to fire. It was going. We were this close.
All right. Well, thank you. We cut to a cafe outside in the day. The 3 scientists have stopped for lunch. They are eating goulash.
Always goulash. The goulash.
Well, it's a good meal.
All right. So let's get our bearings in order.
Okay. We have approval for this.
We have approval. We're going to Atlantis. Do you guys have your masks? Your breathing mask?
I never leave home without it.
Okay, good. Just wanted to
I am going to need one.
Very.
Well, I'm not prepared for everything all the time.
You're the one who came up with the idea for Atlantis, thing.
I read a report that water was breathable, and apparently it's not. So,
nope.
Can't believe you believe that type of shit, man.
That was us.
It was on Facebook.
Facebook. You know we control the Facebook.
We control the books. We control the face.
We control the metaverse. What? What'd you hear from Mark Zuckerberg?
I mean, yeah. For the second I tried to talk to him before his AI overran me with other things.
Yeah.
Statistics. Yeah. The man's a robot, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
For real.
Mega robot. Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was one of my first projects, you know?
You built Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I built Mark Zuckerberg. That's why I wanted to make robot dogs. But the Mark Zuckerberg project, it was kind of not great. Didn't go that well.
Not here to judge your word, but
yeah, it was one of my first projects. It didn't go that well. Really divided the country about 25 years ago. But now things are more together. Ever since it was ousted that Mark Zuckerberg was a robot, and now we have him in our custody. Back in our custody, I should say.
Oh my God, is that Shrek? Shrek walks by. I found him. I knew he was here.
Holy shit.
Guys, if this project doesn't work, I think we'll all be fired.
It's going to work, Barry. We
should combine our projects.
I was trying to do at the very beginning at the cafeteria.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
What do you mean?
I was trying to get Fairy Godzilla to work with the seismic generator to put it down there by Atlantis, so that way she'll be able to take care of the fucking Godzilla down there so he never disrupts Atlantis ever again. And then, I don't know, throw robot dogs down there.
I mean, that makes sense. Let's do it.
I mean, no, but look where we are now. Fairy Godmother is gone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and she made there. And she made robot dogs non-existent forever. Asshole.
You could wish for them back.
Well, how can I do that? Fairy Godzilla mother is gone.
You have to wish for Fairy Godzilla mother to come back.
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of chatter on the radio about how she's all over the world just granting random people's wishes. Sounds like she's not coming to anyone's beck and call. She's just like,
we have to find a child
showing up. We have to find a child
and wait with the child until the fairy godmother comes. We stake out a child's house at night, lay a trap
for the godmother or for the kid. For the kid.
Good question. So we lay the trap and then we wait
for what? Are we laying the trap for fairy Godzilla mother or for the kid?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh my God.
You know what? We can kill two bird drones with one stone.
Of course, the bird drones.
We go and we use an Atlantean child as bait.
Oh. Ooh. Bring her down to our level.
Bring her to our sea level.
Exactly. Good thinking, Barry. Good thinking.
Good thinking. All right, Barry, you're the one that has to kidnap the child.
This is why I have... What?
Said you're the one that kidnapped the child.
You have to kidnap the child. We're gonna take Ringo's yellow submarine down there. Uh-huh. That's real.
Everything's real.
We gotta go through the octopus's garden and all that shit, and just make our way down to Atlantis.
All right, deal.
Hands in.
They put their three hands in, and then Shrek puts his hand in.
Oh my God, Shrek, you're coming with us.
Oh my God, Shrek's coming with us?
I am coming with you.
Oh my God, Shrek. Okay. So the four of them hop in the yellow submarine and it goes down. Shrek has never been underwater before. He's having the time of his life.
He's so happy. He's looking out the window.
Look at this. We're underwater.
Shrek, I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you. All three of us can play Shrek.
Oh, thank you, little boy. I'm under the water. I'm Shrek. Don't get.
All right, we're pulling up to the capital city of up to the capital city of Atlantis right now. I'm sorry, guys. Shrek.
No. Guys, let me do the talking. They're very familiar with me here.
Yeah, right? Bill knows Atlantean.
We don't want to say the wrong words. They pull up. It's kind of like there's like you know, like the gates that have the little with cars. What's that called?
Like an arm.
Like a what?
It's like a gate.
Yeah, like a gate.
Yeah, like the red taped gate thing, like a ticket booth.
Like in parking structures and things.
Yeah.
Okay, so they go there and there's a gate like guy and they roll down the window and all of a sudden water just
comes flowing. Oh,
come here, mask. Come here, mask. Shrek didn't bring a mask.
Oh no, Shrek! No, Shrek! No, Shrek! Shrek dies.
Shrek drowns. He like floats to the top of the submarine.
Shrek's floating corpse in the back. All right. Let me do the talking. There's like a gate guard guy who looks mean. He's a mean looking Atlantean.
He pushes a button and the gate opens.
What did you say to him?
I said, we're here to kidnap a child, and he thought I was kidding. All right, let's go in. I was honest.
The yellow submarine pulls forward. Okay.
Let's split up for a moment, okay?
All right. One of them.
Both. No, stop. Hold on. I will go talk to the king of Atlantis to make sure we can get the approval for posting this down. Poseidon. You guys stake out the house of the child. And then when I get back, I will kidnap the child.
Sounds good.
And I would love it if Shrek would have came, but he has breathed water.
Yeah, he's dead.
Unfortunately,
poor guy.
He's still back there. They love construct stuff floating.
Yeah, he's bloating. He's starting to bloat a little bit.
We should probably dump the body.
Yeah, but make him float to the top.
Like the ocean?
Well, I guess dead bodies, they stay down, don't they? Anyway.
They fill with water, they stay down, yeah.
All right, they dump Shrek, and they all go to their respective... All
right, 3, 2, 1, break. We cut to the inner chamber of the Atlantean king's throne room.
There's a fish jester that's doing tricks and somersaults and things.
Whoa, look at me! Look at me!
The king, he has his little trident. A trap door opens and the fish just swims away because he doesn't fall.
He's falling.
A guard busts into the room. He points towards the door and Barry swims in. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello.
One of the Atlanteans swims over to the king and hands him a special microphone.
He puts it up. Whoa, it's the same thing but louder.
I think it's the wrong microphone.
The Atlantean flips a switch on the microphone and is able to speak English.
Who are you? What are you doing in my kingdom?
Hi. My name is Barry. I am a scientist with the Shadow Government.
Okay.
Which I realize might be, you know, a shock to you because you're a self-governing body. Technically, you sir are a figurehead for a larger Shadow Government.
He grabs his trident and he points it at a fish and the fish fucking explodes.
Right. So, you're probably not familiar with the Jewish space laser then, are you, sir?
No.
Okay, well, there is a laser in space and it's run by the Jews.
The same Jews as in the Jewish witches.
The very same. And you know, when they need stuff destroyed or people scared or, you know, people killed, they fire the laser.
I've seen no laser fired.
Well, see, that's the thing. There hasn't been a laser fire in over 20 years. Mm. So we're thinking, why don't we just bypass the whole laser system? Because getting it to fire is a whole, you know, dog and pony show. Mm. So what we do is I'm thinking of putting a seismic generator just outside the city. And we're just looking for approval.
Seismic generator outside the city. What would you do with this generator?
Well, so it can create tsunamis. And then that way we can destroy and kill people and stuff.
I like what you're thinking. How big is it?
Because
we have Atlantean architecture, and if it doesn't blend in, my wife gets very angry.
He points to a fish. She goes like, mm-mm-mm.
Okay, well, we can make it look like Atlantean architecture. The real downside is that exposure within, you know, 1,000 feet...
Fins.
It makes people sick.
Fins.
Fins? Fins? Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm on the Imperial system and not the Atlantic system.
Yep.
So, yeah, exposure with... he, like, does a bunch of math in his head really quick. 2,800 fins.
What?
Yeah. So...
It's everybody!
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, yeah, so it does make people sick.
My question is, why here? Why not anywhere else in the ocean?
Oh, well, it's the ocean's most docile here. It's easier to control. Plus, we can hit all of the eastern seaboard as well as Asia.
I need to consult with my board. Be back in one fish hour.
Okay.
Board meeting.
Cut to the board meeting. It's just a bunch of guys.
The king zaps. He makes play. Boom.
We cut to the other two scientists are still in the submarine. They're doing a stakeout of like a residential neighborhood.
Wow.
I ain't seeing shit, man.
I mean,
is it like Atlanta school hours or something? Where are all the kids?
What time is it? Do you have a watch on you?
It got waterlogged.
Oh.
When the water came in.
There is Atlanta. I'm very familiar with Atlantis, as you know. There is Atlantis school, but it only lasts 20 fish minutes.
How much is that in time, our time?
Well, it's like 30 space people minutes. People of space.
People of space, yeah.
Or space people.
So
like 12.
They should be getting home soon, I feel.
All of a sudden a fish school bus, a school of fish, huh? They all come together and one of them swims away and the bus, the school keeps going. The mom steps out.
Look, there's a kid. There's a guppy.
The fish mom hugs her fish child and they go inside. She like opens the windows now. And now we can actually see the inside of the house.
Okay, I got visual on the guppy.
In the back, you see like a fish dad is yelling at the fish mom.
Rara! Rara!
The fish mom is crying. The guppy is crying.
The guppy puts on headphones to drown out the noise.
Makes himself a fish snack, fish food. Ooh, Ben and Jerry's.
Oh man, that fish has a very sad life.
You sure you want to kidnap him?
I mean, maybe his life will be better if we do kidnap him.
Fuck.
I mean, we'll be able to make his wish come true, right? If we get the fairy godmother.
Yeah, he's a good candidate because he's such a shitty life. Keep an eye out for the fairy godmother because she's gonna come.
Oh yeah. Well, we gotta lay the trap, right?
Oh yeah, that is true. But for who?
I would imagine the fairy Godzilla mother, because
using the child,
because that's what we want. Yeah, the kid's the trap. So let's go up and. I bet he doesn't even know about the fairy Godzilla mother. We got to tell him about fairy Godzilla mother so that way he'll be ready to make a wish.
Is this bad that we're kidnapping a child?
Bro, we work for the shadow government. We're already going to hell. We've met the devil.
We did. He seemed nice. He waved.
He waved, but he was also, I don't know if you noticed, but he was also like putting nails into people's crotches at the same moment.
Fuck.
He was torturing some people. Anyway, let's
see. Jerry comes over the radio.
Hey, guys. There's like a penis monster there, too. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Did I hear
the word penis monster?
We were talking about the devil. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the Atlantean king, he's in a meeting right now. They're yelling at each other.
What are they saying?
Did you find a kid?
Yeah, we found a kid.
Found a sad kid.
Yeah, we found a sad kid who definitely probably has a wish in his heart that he wants to make.
Perfect. All right, I'll meet you there after dark.
All right. How many fish minutes is that?
He does the math in his head. 16.
Okay.
I'm still unfamiliar with how long that is.
We come back to Barry, who is waiting, and the king comes out from the back room. Sir, the microphone, please.
Hello.
Hi. So can I put it?
A decision.
Okay.
First, we seek money. If you want to put something in our kingdom, you have to pay us.
Okay. How much?
800,000 Atlantean yen.
Okay, well, I think I can dip into the corporate spending account, and that should be no problem.
Two. We require one of you.
What?
We need one of you.
Like a scientist?
It could be anybody.
You know what?
We our monthly sacrifice.
Oh.
How do you think?
Okay, we can do that.
Atlantis thrives by having a sacrifice once every fish month.
Okay.
Three. We want you to dispose of the body that has been floating in our courtyard. Please. Cut to Shrek. He's just there. And little then
fish guppies are playing over his corpse.
Come back to
they're
the
like grabbing him by the head and they're like, oh, my swamp. Shrek was straight to DVD in Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
Come back to the king, and then you have a deal. Do you accept?
I accept.
It needs to be a blood pact.
Okay. All right. He takes out a knife and he cuts his hand open.
Just kidding.
Oh, no. There's like three sharks in the room that are like...
That's true. All right. You have yourself a deal.
Sharks there are like dogs to Atlanteans.
Yeah, that's right. All right, okay, deal. I will send you our sacrifice and the check in 5 to 6 business days. And I'll take Shrek out of the courtyard now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Be gone. Okay, bring the jester back.
The jester comes back. Cut to back to the submarine. It's nighttime. Barry is back. They're all waiting to go upstairs and talk to the guppy.
Hey, Barry. Ready to talk to another child again?
I'm ready to go talk to the child.
You and your children? Haha, I'm kidding.
What? What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Stop it.
Nothing.
All right, let's go.
And then the last light turns off in the house. Go.
All right, it's time. They swim up and they go in through the window into the guppy's bedroom.
They turn on one of the lights. The guppy immediately starts to wake up and he sees three strange men in diving suits in his room. And he starts screaming.
No, shh, 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 shh.
They like put their hand over his mouth. All right, listen up, little boy, little girl, little fish. I'm going to let my hand go off your mouth. You're not going to scream, okay? Okay, he like lets go of the fish.
I see you speak English.
Wait, what?
Fish speaks English?
English in school?
I have. This is the only person in Atlantis that we met so far that speaks English, and you're a little kid.
Yeah, the children, they've been learning English. We've been learning English in fish school.
Damn, children are the future.
Yes, because
children really are the future.
English is a needed net language nowadays, isn't it?
It really is. A lot of people speak English.
Okay, well.
Okay, have you heard of the fairy godmother?
No. I've only heard of fish godmother.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us what you know about the fish godmother.
Well, she's, you know, she grants wishes to young, unsuspecting fish that are trying to make it in society, and she died in Shrek 2 though.
Okay, so great news for you.
What?
So we're from the shadow government, and we have it on good authority that the fairy godmother isn't dead. And she's like your fish god. She's like the fish godmother, except for she's not human. She's what?
Okay.
Yeah, very similar. And we want her to grant you a wish. So do you have a wish in your heart?
I do.
What is it?
Okay, tell us.
My wish is to be king of Atlantis. Because my family, you see, they have a, we've been having some money issues. And I think if I was king of Atlantis, I'd be able to provide for them. And my dad, he wouldn't have to go to the fish mines anymore. And my mother, she'd be able to not have to go to the fish hospital every single night.
All right.
Do you think the fairy godmother would be able to grant my wish?
You have to believe in your heart and then she'll show. You have to close your eyes and really believe.
And I'll be able to get my wish?
And she'll come and then she'll grant your wish.
Okay.
Well, she'll come. Well, first, she's definitely come and she's definitely able to grant that wish.
First, we have to go outside though.
Okay. Yeah, hold on 1 second.
I have to come with. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They go outside into like the fish yard. And
so now I hope.
Yeah. Wait, but stand on this square right here.
Yeah.
There's right a large red X.
Yeah.
In the lawn.
Oh, okay. Is this like a summoning thing for the fairy godmother?
Uh-huh. Just believe.
Yes, it is. Okay. And no matter what happens, don't move from that spot.
Should I close my eyes?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it'll definitely help.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The little guppy, he squints really hard and he starts murmuring under his little fish breath and starts whispering, "I believe. I believe. I wish."
All of a sudden, purple smoke starts to like appear underwater, but it's like a circle of purple smoke, and then out pops a fish godmother.
No, dude.
Where's the fairy godmother? Sawyer takes out a gun and shoots the fish godmother.
It's a harpoon gun.
Explodes into glitter.
Keep closing your eyes, Guppy. Keep closing your eyes. Don't open them.
Wish it like a human. Wish like a human.
Wish like a human. Now it's purple smoke again. And then
I believe.
A fairy godmother, the same one, pops out. The one from before. Boop. She looks at them and she panics. She like starts moving around frantically and then
she's immediately trapped in a net.
A net comes out. Like comes out of the ground. It holds her.
Yeah, pulls
Do
her.
Do not open your eyes, Guppy. We're just taking care of some.
Let me go.
If you hear any screams, don't worry, they're not the fairy godmother.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's grab her and run.
Grab her.
Wait. No witnesses. You have to shoot Guppy.
No. No.
No, this will get tied back to us. You have to shoot him.
You have to shoot him. It has to be you. I'm holding the godmother.
Wait a minute. Underwater,
you can't see Sawyer cry.
Wait, what's your idea?
Wait, my idea is this. Fairy godmother, I wish we didn't have to shoot Guppy.
Guppy has a heart attack, a fish heart attack.
No! he goes belly up.
She monkey pawed me.
Always be careful what you wish for. Also, let me go.
No, come on. We cut back to we're inside the submarine. Everyone's wiping their eyes and they're crying because Guppy's dead.
It's still underwater, the submarine.
Yeah. All right, fairy godmother, you're gonna be fairy Godzilla mother, and you're gonna like it.
I don't want to.
You have to destroy Congress.
Fine. Then can I see my family?
Well, think about it.
I should have seen them while I was free, running around the world. I guess. But
yeah, you should.
That thought just occurred to me.
Okay.
You have to wish for it, though.
We wish you would go destroy Congress.
As fairy Godzilla mother.
I can only take his wish.
No,
as Fairy Godzilla Mother. No, my flip part.
The space laser that's currently in space turns on.
Oh my gosh.
And it destroys Congress. Like Independence Day. Well, the space laser works now.
So I think we're all going to get fired.
Well, I don't work for you, so. Good luck.
All right, shoot Fairy Godmother with a harpoon.
I wish I was free! She wishes and she disappears.
He already shoots the harpoon gun and it goes into the side of the yellow submarine. Shit!
God.
She's so fast.
I know.
Well, so now both of our projects are gone.
Yeah, now we can't mass produce robot dogs either.
Son of a bitch, I should have wished for that while she was here.
Wait, do you still have the first one though?
Maybe.
He has it with him.
No.
No, you have it with you. You love it.
You yes. love that dog.
Yes. He's it. Here. He snaps his fingers and out of his pocket, a little cube suddenly starts forming into the robot dog. See, he's cool.
Yeah. Dude,
I'm not going to lie. That's sick as fuck.
That's rad as hell.
Yeah. See, travel size, and he's durable in the water, as we can see. So we can put the saliva in. And it's just like, you know what we could do? I just thought of this, you know. You know how people won't have to go to the supermarkets anymore. Right. So that way they can't get their pheromones if they go to the supermarket, but the dog can go to the supermarket, so we can just so the workers at the supermarket can just refill their saliva whenever they get there.
Yeah, that's actually really smart.
Yeah, we can
over
just...
the radio. The boss calls,
"You three boys, I want to see you in my office pronto."
Uh oh.
All right, well, I guess we better get going.
Wait, while we're down here in the ocean, can we say hi to SpongeBob? Because he's real.
All right. Yeah. But don't forget to grab Shrek. We got to grab Shrek.
Oh, shit, out. You're right.
We cut to three boys are in the president's office. And he is yelling at them for their massive mess up.
Oh, so I see that the space laser is how we were going to destroy Congress. I wish I would have known that, you guys. Hello, I'm the president here.
Bro, we were going to do it with Fairy Godzilla Mother, but we made the wish wrong.
Yeah, you should have said the whole wish. You know?
Yeah, well, he didn't.
He got monkey pawed.
He got monkey pawed.
It happened. It happened, and then it happened again. We should have been paying attention.
Yeah, you should have. Hello, the fairy godmother. She's a little trickster lady.
Yeah.
That's why she was the antagonist of Shrek 2, guys.
Oh, speaking of Shrek, sir, Shrek is dead.
Shrek is dead.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, he drowned.
Son of a bitch.
He didn't bring a mask.
No, well, said it was his first time underwater.
He had childlike glee, though, when he saw the fish for the first time. It was adorable.
Yeah, it was wiped out by the fact that his lungs were filling with seawater.
Oh my god, Shrek has children.
Oh my god.
Yes, we are in contact with his children. Don't worry.
Oh my god, what is Donkey going to do?
Sir, are we fired, sir?
Unless one of you shows me a project that we can use. Then I'm going to have to fire you guys.
Okay, Sawyer, show him the dog.
Show him the thing.
Show him the dog.
Okay. Sir, you know that robot dog idea that we had? I think now is the time to roll it out. Because our United States, they're not very united right now. The Congress is... been destroyed. People are looking for new leaders in the world, and they're looking for new companionship in this world.
Right.
Robot dogs. We mass produce them. We make them fetch things for people. consumerism goes up, we are able to sell whatever we want to the people. We're able to mind control them even more than we already are. And I know you're already thinking, we can inject the saliva into the robot dogs in order to have the mind controlling pheromones present that was in the supermarkets already.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mr. President?
Yeah, do we get to keep our jobs?
We get to keep our jobs?
All right. You get to keep your jobs. Yay! I like the robot dog.
All high fives.
Yes. Yes.
We cut to 1 week later. It's goulash day again at the cafeteria.
Yes.
The three of them are sitting at the table eating goulash next to some cyborgs.
Goulash. Always with the goulash.
See, it's goulash. It tastes better today.
It does.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, boop,
did you hear they started laying off the whole rocketeering department?
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're safe. We have our jobs, but the layoffs they're starting.
Well, we kind of brought the shadow government back from the dead. We're the leading producers of this Christmas's and Hanukkah's new leading toy, the robot dog.
Singular, because we can't mass produce it.
Well, we just hand make them in craft.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Artisan stores.
Yeah, it's like we set up an Etsy shop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what an adventure, huh?
What, you know, this is the most exciting part of the job I've had in the, you know, the years I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly us just talking and eating goulash.
It was mostly talking and eating goulash.
Yeah, we eat a lot of goulash.
We do. You don't think
that something's up with the goulash, do you?
Do you think this job is controlling us through goulash?
That's what I was wondering.
What if it is?
What if the goulash? What if they wanted us to do all this? Like, they implanted the idea of the robot dogs into me through the goulash. And they wanted us to do this whole entire adventure just so they didn't have to do it.
Oh my god.
No. That would be crazy. As they're talking, the camera pans out and it kind of goes into the kitchen. And in the kitchen, you see like there's a big pot of goulash that somebody is stirring. And a head looks up and it's the Illuminati guy. And he laughs.
Credits.
That's something. That's the thing we just did.
Yep. We mind control some people through goulash.
I feel like that did a very, very similar vibe to the Illuminati airplane episode one.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, I liked it too. What are we going to name it?
Let's think here. Maybe something like Atlantis. What'd you think?
Things get Illuminati. Things get a little Illuminati around here.
I like that. Things get Illuminati. That's fun. That's cute.
What was the we still have to do our tier list of our favorite ones.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so we had the idea of just a fun offshoot episode of us being able to shoot the shit. We talk about the first 25 episodes or so and just kind of like just go down memory lane and maybe do a tier list for fun.
We can do that the next one we do.
We could
do it.
It's like a,
because we'll actually be in person for it.
Because now we're on 26 and we've made 26 of these. Do you have numbers? Like, is like a milestone kind of a thing?
I was kind of I didn't talk to you guys about this, but I was kind of in my head. I was like, maybe episode 25, since it's been so long since we've done an episode, maybe that can be like season one. And this this is like season two.
Oh, okay. I like that.
What's going to be different about season two? I don't know.
We can maybe switch things up. We could
have a guest.
I was just about to say that. We could have a guest. I know. Yeah. Maybe. We could try it.
Yeah,
we'll try.
Yeah, we can definitely try it.
I'll have to buy a microphone.
Yeah.
Unneeded expense.
We'll, see. We'll so figure just, it out. We'll I talk mean, about
so,
this. It,
I've literally had these microphones for 2 years now. So
that's true.
I guess it's time to invest in having a new mic now.
We've been doing this podcast for 2 years. And we haven't
I was just about to say, because that was that was my junior year, because the first time we recorded our faces was in my dorm room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah. And then...
No, that was my junior.
Yeah, it was your junior year.
Uh-huh. That's just crazy.
That is crazy.
This podcast...
We've had a good time.
It's crazy that it was not supposed to be online, like COVID. Like, how would we have done it without Zoom?
I don't know.
We would have been hanging out a lot more in person, I think. But
I also think that
I don't think we would have been actually doing it. I think
I think we would have been able to do it in person for like maybe up to like episode 10 or something, or like episode. Like, we would have gotten to like halfway through the first season, like episode 12, maybe. And then, like, we would not have been able to do it for a while. And we would have been like, what do we do?
It would be
do
really we have few and far between these episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like,
not like now, but, but we would have been like, new episodes coming soon, hopefully. But now we've gotten accustomed to being able to do this over Zoom, which is cool.
So with this season one done, do you have like, do you want me to pull up the numbers super quick, or do we not want to do this?
What, analytics?
You mean? Analytics, if you're curious.
I don't know if our...
if it's high enough.
I just don't think it's that interesting for
I just think, you know,
talk amongst ourselves, not... Go ahead.
It's just we're glad we had a good year with everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next year. Well,
see you in the next.
I'm sure we'll do a couple in December. Our year starts in December. How about that? Because we took November off and last November off.
Or maybe these episodes won't even come out until the new year. Who knows?
Yeah,
that is true. I didn't even think about that.
Because
forehead vein pops.
I love that.
That's mean.
All right. Well, the next time we see you, we'll have seen this new Spider-Man movie. So awesome.
Yes. You're going to hear our thoughts.
You're going to hear our thoughts because the three of us are seeing it in person together.
And probably recording another episode. So
maybe we'll do our bonus one too for fun.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, so this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to our story. If you want to get in touch with us, tell us a movie to watch, tell us a TV show to watch, tell us what you think we should do for season two. You can get in touch with us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. That's screenplaypodcast@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're at screenplaypcast. That's the letter P, not urine.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's it for us. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your family about our podcast, and share it out there because we like to do it. We want to reach more people.
Perfect.
So you can follow us together, but like that. But individually, I can be reached on Instagram and at Twitter at Jesse Sarowitz.
I am at Alec Combs on both Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out my YouTube. I make some commentary videos on there. Probably by the time this episode comes out, there will be a Christmas commentary video out. So check that out. Even though this episode is probably past Christmas, get in the early Christmas mood by watching an old Christmas movie.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jake Rubin 69. On Instagram, I'm at Jake Rubin 27.
We'll holler at you next time.
That's an episode, boys.
That's an episode.
Light speed.
Studio Ghibli film. The end.